This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And it is Thursday and we have some great non-scale wins for you. We have one dear DST for you. But first, Sammy, how are you doing this lovely Thursday afternoon or morning?
I am doing wonderful. I don't really know which day this episode is going to air, but in reality, I am getting ready to go on our little trip next week. So,
do you mean little the same way that Erica Jane says her little house?
Little Erica Jane's house. Like, no, because I will say the trip is bigger than Erica Jane's house. Like, if you had to compare them.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, how she calls her not so little house, little house.
I shouldn't have said, right. The difference is. Right. Yeah. It's like, yeah,
so
I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're getting ready for your big trip.
Getting ready for the big trip. Yeah. And I'm excited. And that is how I'm feeling at this moment. And yeah. How are you?
When are you leaving?
We're leaving on Monday. So in like 4 days.
And this is the first international travel you are doing since before the
bid. COVID. Yeah, it is. It is the first, the first trip. So we'll see.
Are you nervous to see like what's going on internationally, like with COVID?
No, like I'm really not. I just like, I'm a little nervous, but like not very nervous. Like I can't explain it. Like, I'm just like, we're fucking going. And like, I'm going to for once be the person who just like goes and ignores the things. You know what I don't think I'm doing anything wrong by doing that, to be honest, like to be totally clear about that. But I'm just going to like be the one who has fun for once.
You just don't want to have, you're going to leave your anxiety.
I'm going to leave my anxieties behind. Exactly. Exactly. And I'm just going to enjoy it.
That's great. I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you. I'm highly jealous.
But you're going to, you're going to be giving birth. So. Busy.
Yeah. Hence why I'm jealous, Sammy.
Yeah, but you're going to get like a baby. So that's
right.
Pretty important.
Yes, indeed it is. I'm feeling, it's been 1 week since I've lived in this home almost. It's not even a week actually when we're recording this, but it's definitely been a week when this comes out. And it is wonderful. I feel so much more settled. Like my whole body feels settled.
That's great.
Physically. Because I felt so anxious. I'm slowly unpacking. I must say it is a physical toll on the bod to unpack.
While pregnant, definitely.
But I do rest. Yeah, while pregnant, that's what I mean. Because I can't bend over for that many times in a row, really. And everyone just keeps yelling at me. Like, my mom came over and she's like, please sit the fuck down. And I'm like, I need to do this thing. And as she's like, I'll do it. I'm like, but you're not going to do it the way that I'm going to do it. So I have to relinquish some control. That's been fun. But yeah, I'm slowly getting it together. I took the days that I needed to do it because I knew I can't be speedy with it. And we finally set up most of the nursery.
Oh gosh, that's very real. How do you feel like seeing the room that your future baby is going to live in? Or your current
baby? It's very surreal. Yeah. Like I'll walk. My dad came over yesterday to help set up the crib. Or really, not help. He did it. Yeah. Yeah. And now I look at it. And it's so weird. Like I see it because it peeks out at the door. And when I'm walking down the hall, I like see this crib and like this pink. I painted the room pink, but I'll do a nursery reveal on Betch's mom's. And it's just I haven't put the feelings into words yet.
Okay.
Because it's almost
it's
like
a big feeling.
I don't believe it.
As
it's a big feeling, as Becky, Dr. Becky says. It is a big feeling because it feels surreal. As in, like, here's all this shit that this kid's gonna need that the kid's not here yet. But all I do is feel like I thought I was having contractions the other day. I was like, oh my God, mom, is it happening? Is it happening? And she's like, calm down. It wasn't happening.
Do you know how dilated you are now?
No, I'm going to find out tomorrow.
Exciting.
Yeah, if it's at all dilated. But I don't know. It's getting very close. So I'm getting excited. And something that I saw on Lisa Hames' story, who's also about to have a kid, a girl too, she talks about like entering this new phase of life. And I think about that all the time. Like,
yeah,
I'm about to enter like phase two. Like it's like I'm like going up the roller coaster thing. Like that's how I feel walking around. And it's so – it's like – and you have to like gather your feelings and your thoughts and it's just too much while I'm like Amazoning like fucking drying racks and sponge racks like for my house and bath towels. But
that's
anyway,
a lot.
That's
– But it's good.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's all good.
It's a good a lot.
It's all good. I don't know if I have a win about it.
Okay.
But should – do you want to share your non-scale win?
Yeah, I have a short win. I'm loving my Peloton, having it back set up in our new apartment. And I did 2 workouts 2 days in a row. And like, I really liked it. Like I felt great after. And something I realized like about an hour after finishing yesterday was like, I didn't look at the calories either day. I have no idea how many calories I burned. Like it was on the screen.
You can hide them.
I know, but it's like, it shows up at the end either way. But like, I realized like I didn't even like read it or register it like as being there. And like, that was just pretty crazy. So
that's yeah, great. That's- I remember when that happened in the beginning, I was really obsessed with it. I was like, I was trying to make even numbers and all of that, even though it's
such like, what
bullshit.
Is the even number? It's not real.
Nothing.
The food isn't
nothing.
Even an even
it doesn't
number.
Mean anything. No, it's just, it's not real. But yeah, that's such a pivotal moment when you're just like, oh, I didn't care. I just enjoyed my time.
Yeah, exactly. Like I didn't even think about it at all. So that was a win.
That's great. My win really has just to do with the fact that I've made it into these 4 walls.
Like huge.
That's really it. Should we read? Do you want to read a listener non-scale win?
Yeah, I could do that. Okay. Hi, Sam and Aileen. First off, I absolutely love the pod. And as a therapist, I recommend it to my clients all the time who are struggling with the ever-changing messages that we receive from society and the diet industry. That's a non-scale win for us.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Thank you. My personal non-scale win was on a recent trip to Italy. Yay for traveling again with my boyfriend. I noticed feeling a lot of urges to restrict or watch my meals initially and realize how sad and frankly ridiculous that would be on an unforgettable trip. I thought of you both as I chowed down on a big bowl of cacio e pepe. Thank you all for the great inspiration. XOXO Intuitive in Italy. Lovely. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here. We're just trying to have you chow down on some delicious fa diavolo or whatever the hell you want. And
cacio
whatever
pepe.
It is. I know she's having that, but there's so many things that you could have. Like, you know, so there's so many things you can have now that you don't like have to just order the salmon.
Mm-hmm. Or when you order the salmon, you really
yeah,
want the salmon.
Sometimes I think about it now. Like that sounds good.
I yesterday Rusty was making barbecue and I was like, I want salmon.
Ooh.
And it was like weird. Cause it was like, I was in the mood for fish Like, you know what I mean? Versus like, I should eat the salmon because that's what I can eat right now. But cacio e pepe is delicious. I love Italian food. Congratulations. I can't believe she's a therapist and she recommends.
This is like my favorite non-skill one I've ever read, honestly. Just the Italy thing, yeah.
I've heard that before other therapists. Like, a lot of people say, like, oh, my therapist recommended your show. I'm like, oh, really? Are you sure?
Right, I know.
great. Ugh, are you going to Italy? Yes, right.
Ugh. I'll bring you back a baby clothes or something.
Bring me back some fucking cacio e pepe.
I don't know if that'll keep well.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just 1 pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
All right, let's do Dear DST.
Do you want to read it?
Yes. Okay. Hi, Sammy and Aileen. First of all, thank you both so much for this podcast. I love listening to you guys and your guests, and I find your insights so relatable and helpful. I love you guys. My issue is I went to the doctor for allergy testing and for some reason just didn't anticipate being weighed. Ever since I started listening to the pod, I made the choice to not look when I'm weighed at the doctor, and it's been great. When they asked to weigh me at this appointment, I was caught off guard and ended up seeing my weight, which to my surprise has gone up almost 20 pounds from when I last saw it pre-COVID. I've noticed my pants being a little tighter and even sized up in some jeans to be more comfortable, which didn't bother me much, but seeing the actual number on the scale has thrown me for a loop. I'm noticing I'm being so much more observant of what I'm eating, and even though I'm not restricting, I'm feeling so much guilt anytime I eat. My body image has also been so much more negative since seeing that number. I'm feeling so bloated and negative, and honestly, just sad. I'm realizing how much of my self-esteem was tied into the idea of my weight, quote unquote, and body image. Even though I know nothing has changed since before I saw that number and after, I'm still struggling with how to get over the feelings that I'm dealing with right now. I know this is something that you guys have touched on before, but I'd love to hear any advice re how to stop Googling, how to get rid of bloat, or what's a normal weight for a 5'5 woman, and just generally feeling so down on myself. Thanks for all you do. You guys are the best. Love, battling body image blues, betch. What an alliteration.
Yeah.
This is, I can relate to that. Like, it's spiral. You spiral from seeing one number.
Yeah, totally. And she was not prepared to get weighed, which I think probably makes it worse.
Right. You didn't have like, you weren't like, you didn't have your thing ready. You weren't like, hey, do you mind if I kind of turn around? By the way, you can just do that. Just say like, instead of saying, I don't want to get weighed, just be like, hey, I don't want to look. I'm turning around. And just not give a shit about what they say.
Right.
Because who cares what this allergist.
Right.
It's not like they're going to be like, well, you're allergic to peanuts. And I'm very concerned about the fact that you don't want to look at your weight. Like, they're not going to do that. So, but anyway, she wants to know, how can she stop the spiral, essentially?
So here's the thing. She's in the thick of it, like, for real. So I would say, for example, try to stop yourself from doing concrete actions that reinforce your thoughts, because while it's really hard to keep your thoughts in check, it is a little bit easier to stop yourself from physically Googling these things. Like, yes, you can like go through it in your head, but there's like another level when you start like body checking or trying on old clothes or Googling stuff or like,
yeah,
throwing away food or something, you know what I mean? Those sort of things. Like, I would say that's like number one key to maybe slightly minimizing the spiral, because like, I don't want to lie to you. Like, there's nothing that like I or we could say right now that's going to like magically fix things. Cause this is like a really long-term road, I think, that like you're on, that all of us are on, and like you're not the only one, like you're not alone. Like, you know, I think if people are listening to this, it's because this is what is causing them distress in their lives, like exactly what you're experiencing. But I do think that actions, when you are in a cycle like that, like really sort of perpetuate the thoughts, because it's like action, thought, 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 another action. And then that makes it all just like more real, and you're on that feedback loop and it's really hard to get off. But if you maybe instead of doing those physical acts, try to just at least keep it in your head at this point, and then maybe do some things in their place, things that do make you feel good, that raise your self-esteem, like whether it's like going for a walk, calling a friend, getting a manicure, if you like that, like if you find that relaxing, like do something that will feel good for yourself, even if you like are sitting there and you're just like, I fucking hate this. And like, you're think you can't stop thinking about it. Like there are benefits, even if like, it feels just like shitty to doing things that are naturally esteem building. So I think like trying to focus on things that like make you feel happier, more energized, more valued, more worthy, like, and a lot of that can be self-care or it can be like relationships or it could be like activity, and try to focus on those things and not doing like things that will perpetuate feeling bad about yourself.
I also suggest, because clearly like she went into not looking at her weight without kind of a plan. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's like you're not looking at your weight, but are you doing it from a perspective of just being in denial? You know what I mean? Like, are any of your actions changing in addition to that? Like, I get like just stopping because you realize it's triggering for you. But then are you still also on top of that emotionally eating? Are you doing all this other stuff? So I think that you could also reset by kind of asking yourself, like, why am I doing this in the first place? Like, what is my plan? Is it that weighing myself triggers me? Clearly it does. But why is it triggering me? Like, what is going on that I'm in this spiral? I think that's something to sort of unpack, because otherwise this is going to happen again. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to go into another spiral anytime you think about your weight again. So, or if you, another thing that could set you off. I would kind of reset by asking yourself, like, what's the goal here? And then working on that, if you need something to work on in place of, you know, the restriction or the, like, you know, all those things. I think like what you said also, just doing the things that make you feel good are 100%. 100%. You can't just like always just feed into the feeling bad about yourself.
Right.
Like listening to the sad song when you're sad, even right. though it does feel good.
Oh, wait. I do want to say there's this really amazing infographic that I saw from this influencer. Her handle is @KenzieBrenna. And she was basically someone asked her, what about actionable steps? What are like actionable steps to body love, whatever, if you don't want love or whatever. And it's a carousel. It's from yesterday, so August 4th. And she writes like, have hobbies that serve self-awareness and growth. Journal, paint, walk, meditate, breathe, join a class online or in person. Start doing things that have a positive feedback loop and that help you get to know yourself. Things that have nothing to do with your body. Things that you are intrinsically motivated by and not extrinsically motivated by. Another thing she said is like, stop following people who make you, who you compare yourself to. But I thought this was a really good post because she basically writes that there's like no shortcuts. There's no hacks. There's no like, you know, it's really in like up and down journey. Yeah. And you have to really make yourself do those steps, because a lot of times like it's much easier to just keep doing the things that reinforce our like bad habits or thoughts. Yeah. So.
Well, good luck battling body image blues. We hope you feel better. We hope you're able to sort of take a step back and get out of the spiral. That's it for this episode. Thanks everyone for listening. Don't forget to send your Dear DSTs and your non-scale wins to dst@betches.com. We're always just, we love to read these. We love to answer them. We love to do all of the above. Go listen to Diet Starts Tomorrow back for seconds. And what else? What else? Follow me @Aileen. Follow Sammy @Sammy. And follow @DietStartsTomorrow. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow @DietStartsTomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E. EFOODS.com.
Betches.